I live there. We're heading to the 305. Time to start fight week. Kick some ass on Saturday night, so I'm excited.
We got first class, right? We're sitting first class? We could have always went and rented a private jet, right? Went private. Extremely excited. We've been waiting for months now for this. He's chopping at the bit. I'm very excited for him. This is a moment he's been waiting for since he was a child, so it's a big deal.
Welcome to Miami, where the palm trees grow and the sunshine comes. I'm glad we land safe and sound, ready to go.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Chito. Jambi, baby.
Feels just like home. Humid, a little warm, and I was born in this water, so that's good. Feels good.
We're getting a workout here at KO Zone in Miami. It's always fun traveling different states and seeing their academies. So popping into this place and checking it out and just getting a workout. Nice and sharp, nice and sharp. When you crack them, big things, we're staying composed when we crack them. Chito's never been finished, and that's the challenge that we're super excited for. We plan on finishing him. And I'm super confident Sean's gonna be able to put this kid away.
Shug has all of the skills and he's done all of the work. He busts his butt and it's his mind that makes him special.
He can pass, go to mountain and take his back.
Just sweat for an hour. Rode the bike for 30, hit mitts for 30, grapple a tiny little bit, skis. Yeah, just moving around. Just trying to stay up a little later, work out a little later, sweat. Nothing crazy.
Just landed. I'm used to making this trip. It's not really like a difficult trip. I always feel fine. To be fair, I didn't sleep or anything. I was just chilling, watching a couple of films. Yeah, easy, smooth trip.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good, bro.
You good?
Yep.
Ready for it? You doing golf?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Just bumped this couple fans out. It's nice to get the support from the fans. I think closer and closer to the day is when I get more and more excited, more and more excited. But yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Yeah.
This fight against Jan is gonna be a tough one. I mean, it's a great test for Song. When you watch Jan fight and you watch Song fight, both guys love to mix it up. It's gonna be a high level, dangerous chess match, and it's exciting to be a part of it. I know that we're prepared. Song is excited to showcase where he's at right now as a fighter. You know, even in his last press conference, he said, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. He feels like he's got so much experience. Now he believes he should be a champion. And you know, Jan believes in himself as well. Those are always the best fights.
Let's
go.
Just getting ready for fight week, really. We want to make sure that we open our lungs up a little bit, getting used to the difference of times, broke a sweat. Chito's been doing this a long time, lives and breathes fighting. He's in such good shape, he takes such good care of himself. You pay attention, you study the way Chito lives his life. That's the way you want to live your life if you want to be a successful fighter. He's firing, he's strong. He's got big punches, big kicks. He's like a donkey with those kicks, man. He's got some leverage on those bad boys. You know, he's ready to go.
Feeling great, man. Shoulders are jumping beautiful. The energy is right, the mind is right, and we've been working nonstop since my last fight, and I'm just a little better than I was at camp before, and just getting better consistently. So right now you will see. I'm ready.
We got the
camera
on YouTube on, so you're gonna take it out.
Normally what we do, once we've just gotten off the plane, it's good to have a little bit of a sweat. Obviously we're still weight managing. A lot of the times the flight, the altitude makes you hold water. So we're trying to get an initial sweat out.
now.
Everyone does it in their own different way. I like to just be creative, let my mind free, and then we'll come back to structure, you know, over the next couple of sessions where it's more specific to Kevin, obviously, because I'm about to beat him up.
I'm excited to be the co-main event of the show. I believe the quality of the opponent makes it even more exciting. UFC is getting huge in France, starting to be recognized in France. It's a good thing because you have a lot of support. The bad part about it is you lose a lot of family moments. You cannot expect to fight big names and not be recognized.
My interviews are really stupid.
What? Sorry?
My interviews, they're stupid.
Yeah, okay, no worries.
They're not hard questions.
Okay, no worries. No worries.
And they're not about fighting.
Okay.
Okay.
What is something about Americans that you don't understand, that we're like obsessed with?
To be honest, the drama. You love the drama in
we
America.
Love drama.
Yeah, you love drama. Other than that, yeah.
A lot of guys kind of go through this mental transformation during fight week. You seem to have a very serious one. Do you feel like you kind of have a mental transformation over the course of the week? Do you feel like as the fight gets closer, you feel something different go on with your personality or anything?
It's not especially during the fight week. It's when I'm in the locker room 2-3 hours before the fight. I switch and I go in beast mode. A defeat is unacceptable and I'm gonna put everything I can to get the victory and the job done.
Okay. Wait. Like,
ready to get knocked out?
Oh, my
yeah?
Come suck my
That's weird.
I asked him to suck my I'm bulletproof, man. I got a strong mentality and all this weak doesn't get to me. It's just pressure added. It. Throw more wood to the fire. I live there.
No more.